Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Yes, it's Tuesday, the 29th day of June, 2021. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne Allen Root affords me, Lee Elsie, the great opportunity to broadcast on all of these fabulous stations across the entire country, again, from Long Island Sound all the way out to California and everywhere in between. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, and making it all go. Without him, we'd hear nothing but static. Once again, you want to learn more about me? My name is Lee Elsie. My website is leeelsie.com. That's LEELCI.com. I've had this on my mind all day long today, so I want to share it with the national audience. What makes someone a great politician, or more than that, what makes someone a great leader? Politically speaking, it's a must for me that you have the genetics of honesty. You've got to be able to be honest. If you are not trustworthy, then for me, you're not a great leader. You can't be someone who is a superior leader of men or women and women if you're not honest. You have to have that gene. But more than that, politicians, but more than politicians, just leadership in general, I firmly believe great leaders have this innate ability to inspire. You make people want to be better. That's great leadership. If you're talking at a rally, or you are speaking on television, or you know, you're up on the stump on the campaign trail, and when you're talking to a crowd, you have this ability to reach them and motivate them and get them off their rear ends out there to do things and be things and be better. That's great leadership. And whether it's in a business setting or a political setting or a military setting, great leaders also have this amazing ability to surround themselves with people that are wiser than them in areas that they may be lacking. Right? Being able to bring together all different aspects. If you're, let's say you're the president of the United States, and Biden doesn't have any of these qualities. None of the qualities whatsoever. But if you're able to bring military minds, business minds, economic minds, socially motivated minds, people who are, you know, great at the minutiae of politics, those are all things that are needed to be cobbled together to create a winning administration or, you know, a winning attitude, a winning platform, whether it's in your local community, the state level, or at a federal level. But there are just not a lot of great leaders anymore. Leaders of men, leaders who, again, inspire. And I wanted to play you some audio tonight from someone you may not have heard of. In fact, when I played this audio today on my morning show, I probably got 100 calls asking me, who is that? Who was that? Who is that guy? I love that guy. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson talking about challenges, defining challenges. And I want to play some of this, start and stop. This is someone who could be a great leader.
The greatest example of that I saw and witnessed it firsthand on television was during 9/11. people running away from those burning buildings, running away in horror. We saw policemen and firemen running to those buildings, basically running to their deaths to go help others because they saw trouble and they knew that they were needed. That's got to be us in this day right here. We've got to run to the trouble, folks. And what is the trouble? The trouble is the Biden administration that is seeking to turn this country into a socialist hellhole. The trouble is Antifa that wants to roam the streets and beat you into submission. The trouble is Black Lives Matter. It claims to care about the lives of black people, but has turned a blind eye while violence in black communities are taking lives at a genocidal rate.
I love this guy. He's right on the money.
They've turned a blind eye. That's where the trouble is, and that's what we've got to run to. And we've got all the right in the world on our side. And there ain't no reason to be afraid. And there ain't no reason to not take the challenge dead on. Because I'm going to tell you who we come from, folks. We don't come from some weak, jellyback, spineless people. That's not who we come from. None of us. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what nation your folks hail from, how much money you got. We all share the same name. We are Americans.
I love that. I mean, I love that. That's something that I've been preaching forever, ever since I flipped the switch and started to get behind this microphone as a talk radio show host almost 20 years ago, is that we're Americans. This divisive, hyphenated world that we've started to live in, is it's just the road to ruin. And this guy is hitting the nail on the head. Just so you know, this is, again, Mark Robinson, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor, and he's giving a speech at the North Carolina Republican Convention.
And at Bunker Hill, there was Americans. And at Fredericksburg and Gettysburg, there was Americans. And at Iwo Jima, raising that flag on Suribachi, it was Americans. And at Pork Chop Hill, there was Americans. At Quezon, there was Americans. And on 9/11, there was Americans who ran towards those burning buildings. That is who you share your heritage with. You do not share your heritage with a weak and ineffective people who cower at the sign of trouble. You share your heritage with a strong and brave people who are determined to hold on to their freedom and for the freedom of future generations. Guys, it's time for us to stand up and be that generation.
Think about this for a second. This is a man speaking on behalf of the Republican Party who is expounding on the virtues of Americans, what makes us great, what has made us better than everyone else for the last 240 years. Because we are able to stare adversity in the face, laugh at it, figure out a way around it, and beat it. We've saved the world multiple times. This administration and the Democrat Party in general want you to believe the exact opposite, that we're a horrible people, a horrible nation, again, born from the bondage of slavery. That's what they want you to believe. They don't want you to believe that this is actually the greatest country in the world.
It's time for us to stand strong and proud and remember who we are, that we are Christians, that we are Americans, that we are Republicans, and that we are conservatives. And as long as we stand at the vanguard of freedom in this nation, freedom will survive here. And not only survive, it will thrive. So guys, it's time to put on our packs. It's time to fix those bayonets. It's time to get ready. Because we got a fight on our hands.
Now, I'm sure he'll take all kinds of heat for saying that, right? We got a fight on our hands. Got to fix those bayonets. So the left will create this monstrous sort of persona about how he's advocating violence, yet not saying a word when Maxine Waters talks about getting up in people's faces, or Nancy Pelosi talks about the same thing, or all of the folks on the left doing exactly the same thing, talking about fighting back, fighting, fighting, fighting. This guy mentions it, and it's almost assured that he'll be, or they'll attempt to tear him down.
The fight is not for us. It's for all those generations that's going to come behind us. Let's save America, folks, because if there's to be freedom in this nation in the future, it is only going at the behest of the Republican Party. the grand old party, the party of freedom and equality, the one that always has been and the one that always will be. God bless you all. Thank you very much.
There you go. I mean, there he is. That's just a great speech, an inspiring speech, a speech that a leader would make. Do you have that in the Democrat Party? Is there anybody capable of doing anything remotely close to that? Is there anybody in the Democrat Party that inspires you? Does AOC inspire you? Does Schumer inspire you? Ilhan Omar, does she inspire you to be better? Doubtful. Doubtful. And we are thirsty. We're drying up. We need leadership. We need someone to be better than the folks who came previously. We need to have better leadership. What we have in Washington, this swamp, this cesspool, someone said it best. Washington's not a swamp. No, it's a sewer, and it's filled with rats. And there are a lot of rats in Washington, not a lot of leaders. And I don't know, you know, wherever you're listening to me now, whatever radio station, whatever state you're in, whatever city you're in, I'm sure you have, you know, I'm sure you have your own problems, your own issues with not only your local government, but your statewide government, and certainly with your federal government. And that's not acceptable. We shouldn't accept mediocrity. We shouldn't just be like going along to get along. We should demand that our politicians be better. We should demand that our leaders be better and be more like Mr. Robinson and his speech down in North Carolina. All right, I've got to take a quick break once again. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get this unique opportunity to talk to the entire country right here on the USA Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizeHealth.com.
Folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. prevention. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered, the one and only Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and if you don't know by now where you've been, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour, I get this great opportunity to warm you up before Wayne takes over again at the top. So, I don't know about you, but when I'm lied to, when I'm manipulated, or at least they attempt to manipulate me, I get angry. I get break stuff angry. And if you ever wanted to experience the hypocrisy of cold-blooded, remorseless, ugly, despicable politicians, I'm going to play you 60 seconds of audio from Jen Psaki. And it's nearly impossible right now for me to believe that this woman and this administration would try to spin a narrative that somehow, some way, it's the Republican Party that was all about defunding the police department. What you're about to hear is shameful. So under questioning from Fox News reporter Peter Doocy, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki argues it's Republicans who have been defunding the police department and not supporting law enforcement because they didn't vote for Joe Biden.
Something one of the advisors said this weekend, Cedric Richmond, he said, Republicans defunded the police by not supporting the American Rescue Plan. But how is it that that is an argument to be made when the president never mentioned needing money for police to stop a crime wave when he was selling the American Rescue Plan?
Well, the president did mention that the American Rescue Plan, the state and local funding, something that was supported by the president, a lot of Democrats who supported and voted for the bill, could help ensure local cops were kept on the beat in communities across the country. As you know, didn't receive a single Republican vote. That funding has been used to keep cops on the beat.
But at the time that was sold as these local police departments might have a pandemic related budget shortfall, not we need to keep cops on the beat because there's a crime wave.
I think that any local department would argue that keeping cops on the beat to keep communities safe when they had to, because of budget shortfalls, fire police is something that helps them address crime in their local communities.
In local communities, the White House's argument was the American Rescue Plan is going to be $1,400 checks. It's going to be vaccines, vaccinators. It's going to put us on the path to beating the virus.
It did those things as well. It was a pretty good bill and piece of legislation.
This is unbelievable. To the no depths that these snakes will not sink to try to lie and deceive. Can you imagine on this day, Tuesday, June 29th, in your wildest dreams, that these unbelievable rats would actually try to tell America that it's the Republicans who wanted to defund the police department? While we fought, all of us fought for a year fighting back against what went on in Wisconsin, in Portland, in every major city across the country, including New York City, that wants to defund their police department. It was the Republicans that were pushing back and insisting not to do that. And now, on this date, this woman in front of America, and I'm supposed to buy into it, is saying that the Republicans are the ones that wanted to defund the police department. That 70 seconds of audio is case in point for what goes on in Washington, D.C. How deceitful, how ugly, how nasty politics is. It's brutal, guys. It's absolutely brutal. No other words for it. What they will do to try to spin a narrative is, it's criminal. It's criminal. New York City, by the way, robbery up 173%. Felony assault up 205%. Hate crimes up 800%. Finally, New York City is adding more officers to combat this. Finally. It is remarkable. It is inexcusable. It's infuriating. I mean, I don't want to go around life this angry all the time. But listening to this garbage, listening to the lies and the deceit, there's nothing else you can do but get angry. We have to stop this. We have to put an end to this, guys. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. We got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No new deaths are being reported in the South Florida condo collapse, but 150 people are still missing.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but But we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
That's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. President Biden in La Crosse, Wisconsin on Tuesday discussing the bipartisan infrastructure plan and how it will benefit communities across the country. The president saying the infrastructure plan will make sure all Americans across the United States have high-speed internet.
This bill also helps high-speed internet and make sure it's available to every American home, including 35% of rural families who currently go without it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health. Month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've got credibility. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Amazing. And they've got credibility with me personally. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? I hope so. I think everybody could use an extra $120,000, and that's the minimum. I think it's probably saved me close to $150,000 to $180,000, but I'm giving you an absolute bare-bones minimum. So, you know, when I look at the bank account, I have an extra $120,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more about your health-sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, over 70 stations across the entire country from one coast to another. And, you know, I got to admit, I had a chance to talk to this gentleman about a month or so ago, and it was so great, so powerful. And my own listeners here on my own morning show were over the moon crazy about it. So we figured we got to bring him on the national scene and let him do it again. And it's really good stuff. So we're talking today to Stephen Meyer, University of Cambridge trained philosopher of science, New York Times bestselling author of the book Return of the God Hypothesis, is with us. Stephen, thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming on again.
Hey, thank you for having me back. Appreciate it.
Listen, it's great stuff. So, I mean, let's just start with these. Now, I guess they changed the name from UFOs to unidentified aerial phenomena. How does that work into your book?
Well, it's a really a kind of it comes in at an oblique angle, but of course, there's lots of interest in this because of these mysterious sightings and so forth. But it happens that it isn't just UFO enthusiasts or Navy pilots who've been talking about aliens. It's actually been scientists who've been talking about them for a couple decades, several decades, mainly because of the difficulty of the problem of explaining the origin of the first life. Most people don't realize that Darwin actually never addressed that problem in The Origin of Species. He attempted to explain the origin of new forms of life from simpler pre-existing forms. And as scientists, but never the first life, and as scientists have looked at the first life, they realize that the so-called simple cell that was thought to be simple in Darwin's time has turned out to be immensely complex. It contains digital code and a complex information storage, transmission, and processing system, as well as all kinds of intricate nanomachinery. And so some scientists, recognizing that these are marks of intelligence, especially the digital code, we know from experience that information always comes from an intelligent source. We've got something that's effectively running, working like software inside the cell. And so some scientists recognize in that a signature of intelligence, but rather than saying this is a product of divine creation, they have posited the existence of an alien designer who evolved on some other planet and then got smart enough to seed life on Earth, send it to land on Earth where it could again then begin to evolve.
All right, so my question to you on that, and you brought that up last time, it's always a fascinating topic to get into, and I guess my question would be why? Like, would we do that? Like, would we seed Mars? Yeah, I guess we would, right? We would do that.
Well, it's kind of hard why would you seed life with a small cell only to begin the evolutionary process all over again? And here's the deeper question that's unanswered by this so-called directed panspermia theory. That's what it's called in science. And that is, how did the evolutionary process get started at all? Because that's the big mystery we can't solve on planet Earth. And just saying it happened someplace else doesn't solve the mystery of how do you get the digital code to arise from simple non-living chemicals. That's the unsolved mystery here on Earth. It doesn't solve the problem by kicking it out into space.
Again, we're talking, this is always a great conversation, and sadly, we won't be able to get into it as much as we'd like to, because we can only give you sort of like a quick glimpse into this book. But Stephen Meyer, Return of the God Hypothesis, is just great. Open your mind, sort of kind of read, and it's something that I'm sure once you pick it up and start reading it, you don't want to put it down. We had talked last time about the infinite sort of space of space, right? So we don't have an end. There's no wall at the end. But that kind of a thought is almost inconceivable, and it's very hard for us to get our mind around, isn't it?
Well, that's another thing that alien intelligence doesn't explain, and that is the origin of the universe itself. And we now know that the physical universe did have a beginning. And one way we know that is that the universe, the galaxies, in every quadrant of the night sky are moving away from us, so that what we have in the forward direction of time is an expanding universe. And based on Einstein's theory of general relativity, his great theory of gravity, we know that it isn't just that the galaxies are expanding into a pre-existing infinite space, but rather that space is expanding and carrying the galaxies with them. And so we have a picture of the universe blowing up like a giant balloon. But if you wind that time scale backwards, you just imagine the universe at each progressive point in the finite past going back. You eventually get to a point where the balloon had to start being blown up. That there, this is what we call the Big Bang. That there was a beginning to the universe before which we can't think about. We can't explain the universe as a consequence of matter or energy, because it's the matter and the energy that come into existence at that beginning point. And, of course, certainly no alien intelligence could explain the origin of the universe upon which its very existence depends.
How big was the universe to begin with? Was it the size of your fist, the size of a truck, the size of a planet? I mean, there's so many. Every question you answer.
Yeah, well, here's a, I mean, this is a great story, actually. Stephen Hawking, 1960s. He's a PhD student. He's just gotten the terrible diagnosis of the ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. But he decides to press on. And after he does, he gets this incredible idea. He realizes that the universe is expanding outward in the forward direction of time. The matter is getting more and more diffuse as that occurs. But he's studying black hole physics, and he realizes that sometime in the finite past, as the matter, as you go back in time, the matter would have become more and more densely concentrated. And according to Einstein's theory of general relativity, massive bodies actually curve the fabric of space. So as the matter gets more and more densely concentrated, the further back you go, eventually you reach a limiting case where the matter gets so dense and the space gets so tight that you reach an infinite tightness, an infinite curvature of space, marking the beginning of the universe. But infinite curvature actually corresponds to zero spatial volume. If something's infinitely tightly curved, there's no place to put anything.
Right.
So it's a picture of the unit, of everything coming out of nothing in an instant.
It's mind blowing. So is it your contention then that time itself begins when this quote unquote Big Bang begins?
Yeah, this is the contention of modern physics. I mean, yeah, it's an extraordinary result, but it's one of three great discoveries that I think points to what I call the God hypothesis. The first is that the universe had a beginning. The second is that the universe has been finely tuned against all odds and for no physical reason from the very beginning of the universe or soon after to allow for the possibility of life. This is what's called the fine-tuning. Physicists now tell us we live in a kind of Goldilocks universe where all the basic parameters of physics are just right. The expansion rate's not too fast, not too slow. The force of gravity, not too strong, not too weak. The elementary particles, not too light, not too heavy. Everything just right to allow for the possibility of life. And some of the greatest physicists of the 20th century have concluded that this suggests the existence of a prior fine tuner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third discovery is the discovery of the information, the digital code that has been discovered inside cells and the DNA molecule, and then this whole complex information processing system that allows the cell to use that information to build all of its important components, in particular the proteins that are themselves exquisitely complicated molecules and often form parts of huge molecular machines sophisticated nanotechnology that dwarfs our own, but all on a miniaturized scale inside every living cell of every living organism. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's amazing.
Bill Gates says it's like a software program. We know that the programs come from programmers, so we have evidence, I think, of a master programmer for life.
You got a million questions I could ask you off some of this stuff. It really is amazing. People got to get out and get this book because I think it'll be a great read and one certainly that you can ponder over for over and over and over again. Anyway, his name is Stephen C. Meyer, University of Cambridge trained philosopher of science, New York Times bestselling author. I'm going to run out of time. Return of the God Hypothesis. Where do folks get this book?
All the online sellers, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, et cetera.
Do you have a website attached to this too?
I do, yeah. ReturnOfTheGodHypothesis.com.
Do you have a YouTube page too? Because I think some of the stuff that I think I remember watching one of your debates one time. It was really fascinating. Do you have one?
Yeah, I got a YouTube channel. It's attached to the website. And there's debates, there's animations of what's going on inside cells. We've got many of the interviews I've done about the book are now loaded there, including the last one I did with you. We'll have that up soon.
Okay. So. It's on the way, and I appreciate all that you
good resource.
Do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you down the road for sure.
Perfect.
All right, we got to run. We're out of time for this segment. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health, not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program, and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to energizedhealth.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and Wayne will be here just after the top of the hour, actually in a few minutes. He might have already arrived. His limo may actually already be here. I, again, am Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. I broadcast live and in person right here from our full-power radio studios in Connecticut, out over the entire country, actually the entire world, with the Internet. And I'll be filling in for the entire show on Thursday for Wayne Allen Root as he takes a well-deserved day off. So let's wrap it up with some stuff that isn't necessarily about politics. There's a rare muscle car that's being auctioned off. I guess $6 million, a 1971 Plymouth Hemi Cuda convertible. $6 million. I have to admit, the first car I ever had was a 1966 Mustang. That shows you how old I am. And paid $1,000 for it. Had a hole in the floor. The steering wheel would come off. In fact, I'd go over this big, tall bridge here in Connecticut called the Gold Star Bridge. And I'd have, if I had a girlfriend with me or a friend of mine with me, I'd ramp it up to 80, 90 miles an hour. And I'd pull the steering wheel off and I'd hand it to him. It's great. I mean, listen, kids do stupid things. And I was a kid and I did a lot of stupid things. But that was one of them. But I would love to have that car again. Less than half of the cultures in the world kiss. Most of the cultures don't kiss. Because kissing can be disgusting and gross. And you get cooties, by the way. If you know anything about me, you know I hate bugs. I hate getting bit by bugs, horseflies in particular. Mosquitoes are not high on my list. The cities in the country that are the worst for mosquitoes. L.A., number one, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Chicago, New York, Detroit, Miami, and North Carolina. Show producer Christopher is working ferociously down there in Dallas, Texas. He must be getting eaten alive by the mosquitoes. A girl in Los Angeles named Keisha Quest just joined Mensa. Why do you care about that? Well, she's got an IQ of 146, which puts her in the top 2% of the population of the country. But she's only 2 years old. 2 years old! Wow! With an IQ of 146. That's amazing. Here's something to think about. Some guys apparently aren't washing their underwear enough. According to a new survey, 25% of men wash their underwear every 5 times they wear them. Are you kidding me? What? Is this true? 10% of the people out there, 10% of men out there actually wear their underwear 10 times before they wash them? I'm going to throw up. I might just throw up right now. I'm not even kidding about that. Let me help you guys out there, take you back to health class back in high school. Wash your underpants. I'm begging you. I am begging you. I am absolutely begging you. And I'm sure your significant other is agreeing with me 1,000%. NASA is planning a trip to Venus. Yes, right now we're messing around with Mars, but down the road, a trip to Venus is being planned. Nike has unveiled a new program that involves reselling your old shoes at a discount. Customers are able to bring their shoes that are gently worn to a manufacturer and resell them. Why? First of all, so far in the last 3 minutes, I've talked about men not washing their underwear for at least 10 times that they're wearing them, which is gross. And why do I want to wear somebody else's old, dirty, smelly shoes? No thanks. Well, if you're an entrepreneur and want to start banking some big bucks, well, you might want to continue to explore the options at Uber. Uber now is apparently going to jump into the weed delivery business. So all of you potheads out there, if you find yourself in a real pinch and you can't get to your guy on the street corner, or maybe your state is sort of lukewarm on the idea of legalized pot, just call your Uber driver and they'll come up with some ganja ASAP. This is not a surprise. Unhappily married men are at a greater risk of dying. Why? Because they want out. Out, out, out. They can't take it anymore. Oh, man. Men who are married but not happily die at a far greater rate than those that are happily married. All right. I just noticed that what time it is. That means it's time for me to go. Wayne Allen Root is here and ready to rock and roll. I will be back on Thursday for an entire show. I've got a great show in store for you on Thursday. So hopefully we'll meet then. Wayne is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.